It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring the teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the counselors that you will meet at Balanced Health and Healing Center in San Antonio, Texas. Kay also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, good day to you.
Hello, Scott.
Kay, we're continuing on in these podcasts. We have gone through some of the steps that you outline in your book, and we're going to move on today to yet another step in your book, which is the step of supplementation. And I noticed as I was going through this particular chapter in your book, it's one of the lengthiest chapters in your book. You have an awful lot to say about supplementation. And I want to ask you right off the bat, because no doubt we have people listening right now who perhaps are either in their early years, perhaps their middle age, perhaps they strive to maintain a healthy diet, get their exercise, and they even take a one-a-day multivitamin, and they feel generally very healthy. They're energetic. They feel that they're in generally good health. Why would someone in that particular situation have any interest in supplementation?
Well, I think that part of it is that we're not getting the nutrients we need from our soil, and nobody's eating a variety in their diet. And so I think supplementation is important because it's exactly that. It bridges the gap. It's supplementing what we're not getting in our diet. So I think it's important that if someone is feeling good, that's great, but they should at least still be taking a plant-based multivitamin, a couple of the basic supplements that I talk about so that they can keep their health and stay healthy. Because as we get older, we tend to have less energy and kind of feel the effects a lot more than we do in our youth. And so if people can get on a good basic supplement regimen, they're going to be a lot better off just with their overall quality of health.
Would you make the case that people who are not properly supplementing could potentially be paying the price later on with different issues concerning their health as they go into their later years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I'm all about, in a perfect world, if we were all eating a variety of plant-based foods and getting the nutrients we needed from our foods, that would be great, but that's not the case. No one's eating. We're creatures of habit. So when you look at our plates, we eat the same things all the time. We're not getting the rainbow of colors. We're not getting the nutrients we need. And our soil's depleted from important minerals and nutrients. And so I do think supplementation is important.
That's very interesting that you make the point that ideally in the perfect world, we'd be getting all of our proper nutrients from the food we eat. Mm-hmm. There'd be no need for supplements at all. But as you point out in your book, that's not the case. The soil's depleted. And you had some really remarkable statistics in your book about really how little value we're getting from the food we eat because the soil is so depleted.
Right. And then you've got the mass manufacturing where they're trying to get the vegetables and fruits to our plates a lot faster, and so they're picking them before they're really ripe. So we're losing a lot of nutrients that way, and then all the pesticides and different things. So we're definitely not getting everything we need from our food, unfortunately, because I would like to say that we could do that. As a nutritionist, I definitely, number one, start with getting people's food right. You have to start with that, but supplementation is just to bridge the gap.
I know you mentioned in your book, you go into some detail about the different selections that are out there in the marketplace in terms of vitamins and so forth. And you also make a statement about some of the mass-produced vitamins that are most common, vitamins that you can purchase at the major drug stores, grocery stores, sometimes even the discount dollar stores. And you make a point that even though these are the most widely consumed vitamins, they're probably the least effective vitamins on the market.
Well, that's correct. You know, unfortunately, there are no FDA regulations on supplements, so anyone can stick something in a bottle and sell it. And it's, if you go to the store, it's extremely overwhelming. You don't know what to get. And so what I always tell people is that you need to make sure you're getting a good quality supplement, which would be under the GMP guidelines, which is the good manufacturing practices. And when you start with that label, you at least know that you're getting something that is going by some FDA regulations and trying to create a pharmaceutical or good quality supplement. So I always start with that. And then in my book, I talk about what to look for with supplements. You know, plant-based supplements are very important. The Centrum vitamin that everyone's taking, or the one day that you mentioned, is, I call, expensive urine. And there's actually an oncologist that did a study that found when people were taking Centrum, it was, you know, just going out the other end. They weren't absorbing it at all. And so they use glues and binders to heat it and bind it together. And so all the nutrients are lost. And so in my opinion, that's not the best supplement to get.
It's amazing that a major manufacturer that could be so convincing in their advertising and marketing that this is what you need.
Right.
Because people essentially buy these products because the box says that it gives us everything we need.
Right.
And
exactly.
You're telling us really there's very little benefit we're gaining by consuming those products.
Right. Yeah. It's just kind of a gimmick where people can make money and put a supplement on the shelf and you're not really getting anything from it. In fact, they just released a study again about multivitamins not being useful, and they're not seeing any significance in changes in disease states and stuff with supplements. And it's because the supplements they did the study on were not good quality supplements. So, of course, they didn't get the results they were looking for.
And I know you mentioned the GMP supplements, mm-hmm. and that's something we can discuss more in the next podcast. So I think really in this particular program, you've made the case we need supplements, that the food, because our soil's so depleted today, we're not going to be gaining all of the nutritional benefits from the food we eat by itself to give us the sort of health and nutritional benefits that our bodies need.
Absolutely.
So and now, of course, at that point, we have to transition over to, okay, we need supplements. What supplements do we need, and how do we decide which ones we individually need? And that is all the time we have for this particular podcast. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website, which is www.kayspears.com. That's KAYSPEARS.com. Or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kayspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.